Today, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake asked the Justice Department to investigate the city's police department for discrimination and excessive force following the unrest over the police-involved death of Freddie Gray. At a news conference, the mayor spoke about the need for police reform.
We have to get it right. Failure is not an option.
Last week, when Baltimore Chief Prosecutor Marilyn Mosby charged six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray, she spoke directly to young people.
To the youth of this city, I will seek justice on your behalf. This is a moment. This is your moment. Let's ensure that we have peaceful and productive rallies that will develop structural and systemic changes for generations to come. You're at the forefront of this cause. And as young people, our time is now.
Well, 18-year-old Soraya Shockley from Youth Radio talked with other young people from around the country about this moment and what it means to them.
With each young man killed by police, my peers and I feel anger and frustration, but also,
I got almost numb to the situations because I'm like, okay, there's another one. Okay, there's an okay. Okay.
That's 17-year-old Michaela Parker from Atlanta, Georgia. Like me, Michaela wants to believe that Freddie Gray won't just be another one.
For a while, I was just like, yo, this is an issue, but who's listening to me? I'm helpless. I'm a teenager. What can I do about it?
A lot. In Baltimore, young people took to the streets, drawing widespread news coverage, calling the protests riots. 19-year-old Elizabeth Matute, who's been watching from San Francisco, doesn't support violence, but,
you know, it gets to that point, and that's where I feel like the violence ends up kicking in, where it's like, if you guys don't hear us after so many times when we're repeating ourselves, we're going to do more things for you guys to acknowledge us.
But for those things to add up to my generation's civil rights movement, it'll take more than acknowledgement from older generations, says 16-year-old Larry Simmons. He's a youth pastor born and raised in Baltimore.
This is the time leaders need to stand up, take back their communities, and demonstrate to the young people that violence isn't the answer.
And Larry wants his peers to know the answer won't come right away.
Yes, you are mad, and yes, you want to make a difference, but trying to overwater a plant will not make it grow any faster.
Lucretia Burtz is 25 and part of the Black Youth Project 100 in Chicago. She says old tactics won't necessarily work today.
People keep telling us, oh, just stick to peaceful protests. It works. It works. Things are going to get better. But we know they haven't.
Lucretia thinks that part of the problem is older people fear young people instead of seeing us as leaders.
One of the things that older people can do is simply listen to us and do things our way, right? Because we are the ones who have to live with these changes. I don't want it to take 10 years for us to get real police accountability.
Here's the thing. When it comes to how we relate to police, my peers and I are the ones with the most at stake. With Baltimore, at least the country is recognizing the scale of the problem. That's a start, says 18-year-old Gilbert Young in Atlanta.
I think that when it comes to this situation, I'm not sure if this is the moment, but it's definitely a moment because we're not really solving the problem yet. So in the future, maybe that moment will come. But as of right now, this is just, you know, one step down the trail.
For Here and Now, I'm Soraya Shockley.